Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. Now this week we sit down with Real Housewives of OC star Gina, who opened up about co-parenting, plans for future marriage, and how she really feels about her feud with Bronwyn. Take a listen.
How are you doing? How has everything been going? How has, you know, your quarantine been?
Oh, Lordy. I mean, well, quarantine was rough for everybody, right? So it's just that's not fun. The homeschooling is not fun. The no, you know, even if like we make it through the school week with the quarantine and everything, and then you get to the end of the week and it's like, nope, just another day. You know, there's nowhere to go. There was nothing to do. That was really hard. And I think the good thing that came out of it is I definitely, and I feel like probably a lot of people have like a much better appreciation for like simple things like school and restaurants and right. All of that. Yeah,
definitely. Are you still homeschooling or are the kids back in school?
The kids went back. They went back about, I want to say like a little over a month ago. And you know what? It's like, I'm happier, but they're happier too.
Yeah.
It was really hard for them. And I think that was the hardest part, which was like, obviously the technology and all that was like super like annoying and frustrating, but I had so much anxiety watching my children not having something that I knew they needed, which is like this whole structure and social aspect and everything. And it had an impact on them. And then it had an impact on me. So that was really hard. I'm sure you can
definitely know. I mean, it's everything. It's been a stressful for the past 8 months, and it doesn't look like it's going to let up anytime soon. But at least we can watch OC, you know, that's a little bit of a, an exit for a lot of us. It's some great entertainment. How are you feeling about the first couple episodes so far?
Oh my gosh. I knew because I was there that it was going to be, I was like, it's going to be a good season, you know, because there was just so much going on. And obviously, you know, with the whole Bronwyn situation and her, you know, struggling with her alcoholism or coming out about that, I like, obviously that's a huge like moment and thing that she's dealing with. So do I love watching myself call a grown woman a sloppy chihuahua? Not so much, but I did, and it happened, and it is what it is. So
yeah, no, it is what it is. We'll talk about Bronwyn in a little bit, but we do get an inside glimpse into your new life with Travis. Mm-hmm. How are things going with him, and what is it like living with, you know, six kids under one roof?
It's six kids under one roof. So it is a lot, but it has been really good. I feel so happy. And he's just such a good man and a good partner and a good father. And having that in my life, I think, has been good for me in so many different ways. But it's also helped with, because he's just like very level-headed, and he always wants the best for like me and the kids and everybody. It's also helped me with the Matt situation. So it's just been a home run. Mm-hmm. It's six kids in one house, but like we live in a community where there's like 12 pools and the playgrounds across the street. Mm-hmm. And you know, everyone in our like little back area by our garages, there's so many kids and we all play. We had just had like a Halloween little party. We were outside last night carving pumpkins all together. So it's nice. Just a really nice community, and everyone around here is doing the same exact thing. So we're hardly in the house, you know?
Yeah. Has this time together tested your relationship at all?
Oh yeah. I mean, I don't think that anyone's relationship wasn't not tested. I mean, it's tough in that bubble, you know?
It is.
And it's scary because it's like, you don't know when it's going to end. We were homeschooling six children, but they go to two different schools. So even the ones that we had that were the same grade didn't have the same curriculum. Yeah. And I think that was really tough, because that kind of created this, which we've never had, this kind of like your kids, my kids thing. Mm-hmm. And that was just hard to get through because we've been so from the very beginning, just like this is our children and blended really well. So mm-hmm. I think that that little hiccup came up and it was tough. It was tense to get through, but I think it actually, now I look at it and I'm like, it's really a good thing because, you know, you're in a serious relationship with somebody. You're not really, really serious until you're tested, I think. And so I think that was actually really good for us.
Yeah, definitely. I know last year when we spoke, I know when your relationship was fairly new, you said that he did kind of open your eyes to marriage again and maybe that you would get married again. Do you still mm-hmm. feel that way? And do you want to get married and maybe possibly have more kids down the line?
I don't think the kid thing is mm-hmm. in the cards for us. I think literally at the very beginning of our relationship, we were like, oh my God, it'd be so nice to have a baby together. And then we were like, wait, we have six kids, you know? And like, honestly, I wouldn't want to ruin the dynamic of that. There's just so many things that could happen. Like, I wouldn't want any of our kids to feel like, you know, they were being replaced. There's got to be so many emotions and things that I just don't want to have to deal with.
Yeah.
And also right now, yeah, it's hard because we have six kids, but we also have days when we have no kids.
Yeah.
But if we have a baby, then we don't have that. So I don't want to give that up. Because I think it's really nice that we had that time to work on us
sure.
relationship. Marriage, like, I mean, I could definitely see myself marrying him. I think it for the kids, maybe it would make it easier for them to understand and feel more comfortable about being like, this is my stepdad or, you know, rather than whatever. But I'm also just like, I don't need it. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel so good and happy and confident in our relationship that, like, if we never got married, my focus.
Yeah, definitely. Is he going to be on the show this season?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's, mm-hmm. he's.
Was he hesitant to start filming at all or no?
Well, I mean, he doesn't want to, you know, if he had a preference, he wouldn't be in it, but it's just, he's doing it for me because he understands that, you know, as your commitment to the show is to share your life and how can mm-hmm. He's such a big part of it. How can I not share that? So I really appreciate the fact that he's willing to do that for me.
Yeah. I mean, someone that we're also seeing this season for the first time is Matt. How are you mm-hmm. feeling about him deciding to film?
I was very thankful that mm-hmm. he did do that. And I do owe a lot of that, I think, to his girlfriend,
okay.
who I'm also very appreciative of, because I think that she has a way of, she's good for him and mm-hmm. she has children also, and she always puts the kids first. And I think it was helpful for everybody. And also, like, you know, even though I did go through such bad things with Matt, I feel like it is important for people to see that you can go through all those bad things, but then you can move on. And obviously it's still complicated and emotional, and I'm totally willing to share that. But sure. I'm also willing to have my daughter's father at her birthday party if she wants a father there.
Of course.
So that was good.
Yeah. What is the status of your co-parenting relationship? Because obviously we see things in you know, legal documents and things like that and always coming mm-hmm. out. But what exactly is the status of your co-parenting relationship and how are you guys doing?
I feel so like happy that I can honestly say, like, it took us a long time to get sure. here, but we really rock that shit. We are very good co-parents and we have a very open dialogue and we talk all the time about the kids. And I don't even know, honestly, at this point, what our legal things say or whatever. I just know when we were going back to school and I knew we weren't going to physically go back, I said, Matt, I can't do, because I was like 70% of the time. And he was, I was like, I can't do it. I need you to take half the responsibility for the school. So we just said, you know what, let's just go week on, week off. We felt like it was the happiest, healthiest thing for the kids. And
they know
it's like this week, that week. But we still see them like all the time. Like Matt, he lives down the road.
Yeah.
But it's very convenient, you know? So it's like they pop by and so this year actually, Matt has the kids for Halloween and he has the kids for Thanksgiving and they've already, invited us over for both events. And yeah. And I think you'll see in this season, I do have him over for Sienna's birthday party, but then we're still figuring it out there, mm-hmm. you know? And I hope that that doesn't affect like where we've gotten to now, seeing things. It's so hard. It's so scary. Like, cause you want to be vulnerable and you want people to be able to see and understand what you're going through. But then it doesn't air for a long time later, and then you don't want to test affect the dynamic that you've worked hard to create. So, but we're cool. I mean, like, I texted his girl. She was just texting me this morning to invite me over for Halloween, and you know, they're it's been good.
That's great, because I think the last time we spoke, you guys were only talking through lawyers and things like that. So the amount of progress made, I think, is fantastic, and I'm sure your kids love it as well.
Yeah, like my kids are so happy, they're thriving, and it's like they're so normal, and they know that like if they want to call mom or dad, or if they forget their shirt or they're this or they're that, like they can always go get it. Nothing's weird. Mm-hmm. You know, Matt can pick up Nicholas for football or baseball or whatever, and you know, I can go get Sienna for gymnastics, and it's all good, you know, or vice versa, whatever. Yeah. And it is. I mean, it's a little weird for me, like the other day, because I wanted to go watch Nick playing flag football, and I took my son and Travis's son, mm-hmm. we call them double trouble because they're like obsessed with each other. And I take them to the football practice and Nat's there. And I don't really know on this team because it's a different town, whatever, whatever. So I don't know a lot of the moms. So it's a little weird for me to like show up to something because I don't know like who knows what. And then they see us together and I'm like a little bit like on display, for lack of better words, but you know, that's a little uncomfortable, but it's all good.
You're making it work. Yeah. That's great.
Make it work. Yeah. And actually this is funny. So the other day Travis had his kids, Matt had our kids, it gets so confusing. And they ended up, they were outside of like a friend's house at a playground, and Trav's son ended up climbing up a tree with Luca, and then Luca came down, and then Trav's son couldn't get down, and then Matt ended up getting him out of the tree. Oh, I'm like, this is so weird. Like, it's getting really weird. Yeah, but it's getting weird in a good way.
Good.
Getting Real with the Housewives is proudly sponsored by Nutrisystem. The Nutrisystem is a leader in the weight loss industry, having helped millions of people lose weight over the course of more than 45 years. Do you feel in these times of social distancing and working from home that weight gain has been creeping up on you with all those takeouts and snacks? Let me tell you, you're not the only one. Now, this is where Nutrisystem can help and get you back on track. The great thing about Nutrisystem is that it does all the calorie counting for you. The plans are designed by nutrition experts and provide you with the right balance of nutrients and the right amount of calories to help you lose weight safely. Nutrisystem is simple and convenient, and it's great getting delicious, filling meals delivered right to your door every week for way less than you would spend on takeout or delivery, and it's much healthier. My favorite foods are the deep crust pizza and the chicken noodle soup, and I can assure you that it's a great program for those looking for a complete plan to lose weight and stay healthy. Order Nutrisystem now. Go to Nutrisystem.com/usweekly to get 50% off. Again, that's Nutrisystem.com/USWEEKLY to get 50% off. Now, back to the show.
I mean, do you feel like you kind of proved Bronwyn wrong when she said it was too soon for you to move in with him?
You know, in all honesty, I don't really care what Bronwyn thinks, you know, mm-hmm. and I don't find her opinions, I think, just kind of one day would be one way and the other day would be another thing. And I think right now, honestly, I think Bronwyn and her family are in crisis, and I, you know, I'm not going to put much stock into anything she says, and I feel for her family, and you know, I'm not trying to make things worse for them.
Yeah. I mean, I did talk to her last week, and the topic of the text messages did come up. I don't know if you saw what she said, but she said that she felt that you were weaponizing her sexuality, and I wanted to get your response to that and, you know, kind of how you feel about that.
Well, I mean, I think it's absurd. I really do. I think that all, you know, the whole last season, all I knew, she was overtly trying to share this part of her life about her sexuality, and that her and her husband had threesomes, and they have this apartment for sex, essentially,
right.
You know? And then I'm watching her roll around the floor all season long with Tamara. You know, so it's like, but now I'm crazy to think that that might even be a possibility. You know what I mean? I actually think that's hurtful to me. Like, what am I supposed to have such low self-esteem that I should automatically know that I'm not hot enough to sleep with you? You know, because her only requirement, she said, is just that you have to be hot too. You know, she said these things. So I'm like, all right, I'm sorry. I will just think less of myself. Like, you know, and then also, honestly, that text message came a year and a half ago.
Right.
I felt uncomfortable by it. I thought it was a little weird. I'm coming from a you know, a divorce, an affair. I have more boundaries with things like that and just sex and everything in general. I just think I have more boundaries, you know? And so for me, it was more about, honestly, it was more about the fact that she was passed out drunk in this place where they have sex or whatever. They go for it. And then he takes my number out of her phone. And, you know, it's like, even if he was checking in on me, just text me from her phone, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, honestly, I don't really need, I think about it differently now that I didn't know she was an alcoholic. So I get it now. He is used to taking care of her. And so I see it a little bit differently. Like, he just probably wanted to check in on me, but like, I don't need that, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's, thank you for getting me an Uber, but like, my Uber app wasn't working and I appreciate that. I just, the whole thing I think is very getting a little convoluted. And then also she knew about those text messages, a last reunion someone had told. I never made it a big deal. There were other women who brought it up a couple times last season. Mm-hmm. And I tried to just laugh it off and squash it, which is what happened, because everybody knows if I wanted to blow that up last year or blow something out of proportion, mm-hmm. that would have happened. So it's like, she waited on this. We went to BravoCon. Like, everybody was perfect.
Everybody was fine.
Friends. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything. I didn't even know she knew, you know, I had no intention of bringing it up. And then we started filming this season and she brought it up to like several people. That's why that night at dinner, I was taken aback because I didn't even know this was a thing going
sure.
on.
Yeah.
So that was a little, I was really taken off guard by that. I just thought she was saying that I have a small house and that, you know, I'm like ugly and overweight, but like, I didn't know about the other thing.
Yeah.
And then also like for me, just to go back to your original thought of the, you know, trying to weaponize her sexuality. I think that's cool that she's, you know, now coming out and saying she's gay. And I know that must be really hard for her, but like she told us from the very beginning that she preferred to sleep with women. So I was kind of like, oh, well, this is, we've always known this, you know? And, I think I'm just that next generation that like, it's not a big deal to me
right.
that she's gay. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not. And I don't think that, to me, like being a lesbian and being a feminist are two different things. And I don't think that, you know, they're one and the same. And I think that the bottom line is that's great that she is out and she's, you know, feeling more comfortable in her own skin. But the way that she presents her value system about women is, you know, anything but promoting and women empowerment in my eyes, you know? So that's where I think I have an issue. It's like from the first day I met Bronwyn, she told me that I didn't bring nothing to the show, literally. And then it's like, and then she, you know, she was going around saying, it wasn't just that my house is small. She was saying, why is she even a part of the show? She lives in a small house. She's overweight. She's not pretty. I'm not hurt by it, but like, that's how she values women. You know what I mean? And it's like, then also to say like, oh yeah, my only requirement for if I sleep with you is if you're hot. Like, to me, that's not good. You know, these are the things she's putting out there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you make of her, you know, modern marriage? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a judgmental person. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So if it works for them, I don't really understand what that even means, because I don't know if she's explained it to you. Like, what is a modern marriage?
Well, she said, she did say that, you know, they are not living together at the moment, that he has moved out. She is now seeing somebody new, but she has no plans on divorcing Sean.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, it's easier if you don't get divorced financially and just like paperwork wise, you know, I mean, I understand that. And if he's okay with that, I think it might get a little sticky if he meets someone new and that person would like to marry him. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if that would survive the modern marriage that she hopes for, but if it works for them now, I mean, it's less paperwork. It's less money out of your pocket. It's less of a headache. And it's less messy for the whole family. So.
Yeah, really. We'll see how it plays out. I mean, were you invited to Kelly's wedding?
I was invited to Kelly's wedding. And I was going to attend. And then last minute, I decided not to, just because everything was like really still, you know, I felt like there was an uptake in everything again. And I don't want to risk like my kids having her not be in school and all that, but she looked stunning.
She's beautiful. Yeah, she did. She really did.
And yeah, and she's really happy with Rick. So I'm happy for them. Yeah.
Good. And it seems like you and Emily are back in a good place, which is nice.
Yeah. Yes, we are. We had a good time together this season. I will definitely say that.
Yeah.
I love Emily. I mean, that's the thing, is that we really are friends. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, sometimes with friendships or relationships, things get, you know, go through ebbs and flows. And I think that was a bad year for both of us last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think, like, with Emily, I think, you guys, it's really interesting to me because Emily actually has, like, a really complicated, unique past. Mm-hmm. That I think a lot of people just don't see. I always like want her to share like more of her past, because really is very interesting a lot.
Yeah.
But so I know like where she comes from and some of the things she's gone through in life. And so I feel personally like she's just more like weary, not trusting 100%. And I understand why, but I think that once she really got it, that I really was in her corner.
Yeah.
Since then, like it's not even an issue, you know,
That's
but
great.
I think it took her a while to get to that place, which is okay, you know?
Yeah. Definitely. That's great. I know we are running out of time. So really quickly, I want to do this thing called Bravo Confessions. It's quick, rapid fire. First thing that comes to your mind just about some of the other women and the housewives in general.
Okay.
All right. Which housewife would you call to bail you out of jail?
Oh, Emily.
Why Emily?
My lawyer. Because she could be my attorney and she would actually have the money to bail me out.
Nice. Which housewife from another series would you want to come onto your series?
Oh, that's a fun one. I mean, I love Giselle.
Mm-hmm. What do you love about Giselle?
I just think she's like a cool person. She's very strong, mm-hmm. but still humble, and she's very beautiful and smart.
Nice. All right. Who is the best and worst dressed of the ladies of OC?
Oh, of OC? Mm. Oh, Kelly. I think Kelly is the best dressed, honestly. It's probably me, but like, that's just because I don't like always put max effort. I'm just more like really who I am, which is like, I'm sorry if it's mom's night and I've been with my kids all day, I'm just like going to not really brush my hair and put a sweater on and go, you know, like it just is what it is, but
I love that.
You're welcome for that.
I love that. Who is the life of the party in the OC?
I want Bronwyn. You know, she was a lot of fun, you know, and I think, well, this year it's Emily, man. Fun Emily.
Fun Emily. Yeah. Who is the best housewife of all time?
Oh my God, of all time.
Yeah, it's a hard one.
Oh my God. I'm going Tamra. Mm-hmm. I am. You know, yeah. I mean, I know she's, you know, people say what they will, but man, she had a good run and she was very entertaining for a very long time. And she looked amazing while doing it the whole time, you know? So I'm definitely going Tamra.
Yeah. You still talk to her?
I do. I haven't really recently, just because it's sort of, I don't know where we are right now. It's kind of like this weird place because of like, I think other outside stuff going on, but yeah. Like, I've always been cool with Tamra. I would continue to always be cool with her. And, you know, I should just get on the phone and call her.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Last one. Biggest housewife regret.
I have so many. Personally, for you mean? Oh,
yep.
Gosh. Oh, my hair. Oh, my poor hair. It was like the platinum and then it was damaged. So then I was like, it's much better now. Just leave it alone. Blow dry it like you did the first year and go.
It looks great. Well, Gina, thank you so much. It was so great catching up with you.
Yeah, it was so nice catching up with you too.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you need your Housewives fix before then, head on over to usmagazine.com where we've got you covered.